number?
71.
71. Nice. 71 weeks of some group of people bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging about each
or non-Microsofties.
Over, or non-Microsofties. Just people, techies, geek enthusiasts, developers, Facebooking, I am tweeting, all the hot stories and yummy goodness. We're bringing it to you. And there's three of us this week. It was about a year ago that Tall Paul decided to join our cast.
Decided.
And he did. He's an Irishman. He's decided to join the cast. And it's been nothing but just heaven and just bliss.
So we decided to bring Max back so we get some drama on
the
show.
That's right. And then, you know, I've noticed something. You look a little taller than I remember.
I think you've shrunk.
Oh, I've shrunk. That's it.
I think you've shrunk.
You know what? Maybe we should,
I think it's just the massive pecs that Max has now.
Max has apparently been working out.
You know what?
My pecs have
remained
the same.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Episode 71, two boys and one foy.
All right, Max. So since
I don't know to our old antics.
I don't know if you've lost some of your tech savvy and your engineer know-how. So we'll start with an easy story for you this week.
Hit me.
All about gaming and Microsoft gaming. First of all, we've announced our Xbox Live titles for Windows Phone 7.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to glance at the list?
A little bit, but I think Paul is the man, the myth, the legend behind that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Xbox Live titles for Windows Phone 7?
Yes.
So,
excitement,
so
disappointment.
I think the most amazing game coming to it is Bejeweled.
Fascinating.
Don't. Are you guys making fun of my story? Because I'm legitimately excited about the games coming.
No, I think it's awesome.
I'm excited too.
We got 50 titles coming to Windows Phone 7 that are already on Xbox Live. They have some like really casual games, like Bejeweled Blitz was a huge thing on Facebook.
Yeah, but there's a ton of new games. The new strategy game, puzzle game, Elo Milo looks adorable.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that one is.
Well, you have to.
I know what Bejeweled is.
Okay. Of course, there's Bejeweled. There's also, I mean, the whole concept of Xbox Live integration with the Windows Phone 7. You can use your little Xbox Live avatar on your phone.
I know. So DJ Cod can be there, like all just like really cool.
Now
with
you're
gonna
get like 20,000 requests. You see
I,
what you've
I
done?
Doubt it. I mentioned DJ.
Everybody requests.
20,000 people watch this show will be happy.
Yep.
All right. So maybe the phone games aren't your forte. What about?
I mean, I play Bubble Breaker.
Do you? I play Texas Hold'em on my phone.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I'm really good.
Do you know when to hold them?
I do, and when to hold them, when to walk away, when to run. This is gonna be a long show.
Yeah. So,
ladies
but
and gentlemen.
There's another really cool game on here that I've never heard of before. It was called Frogger.
Is this going somewhere with about how old I am?
maybe.
Okay, so Frogger. Is it? How does that one go?
I think there's like a little frog that's trying not to get run over by things.
Yeah.
Or to drown in a river, which seems interesting.
I remember playing that back when I was 30.
Oh, okay.
You know, that it had just come out right around that time when I was 30. So I do recall that game.
Nice.
In other gaming news, a lot of people were disappointed when they canceled Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Tier.
Yeah.
And it was actually one of our biggest franchises, one of our biggest gaming franchises. I know Larry, the Lightbulb Larson, big fan of Flight Sims in general. And now they've just announced that they're reigniting that team and they're coming out with Microsoft Flight.
Yes.
There's not much information about it right now. There's a short trailer online, a very website that doesn't tell you much.
It's kind of like a teaser, kind of like
it is. It's just trying to get people really excited. But one thing I did notice, and I hope it doesn't do this, it looks like it's also being routed or geared towards casual gamers.
Yeah, I think the article,
and Microsoft Flight Sim isn't a game for casual gamers. It's a hardcore. You could fly a plane after you can operate this game.
Yeah, the one of the articles that I read about this said that they're trying to embrace the realistic, like the accurate, like the core flight simulator person.
Which is what people want.
Which is what that small niche wants, and they want us to do it really, really well. But that doesn't mean that we can't also find experiences that will reach out to the novice gamer and to a broader range audience.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the trend that gaming is going so casual. I think the games that are currently available for the Kinect are a little too childlike.
Really? Like dance motion? Childlike? Really? How about petting animals? How is that childlike?
I go home every evening and pet my animals, so that is a grown-up activity. But What do you think about Flight Simbex?
I remember when they had an apparatus, like a full-on simulator you could sit in at one of the MGXs from Microsoft.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. You could go experience it with multiple monitors, and you had full joysticks and the pedals and everything, and people were really all about Flight Sim. It had a huge following, so
huge.
I was surprised when the team was involved.
Laugh and make jokes, but I think there are a few tears were shed when the game was canceled and the team was broken
absolutely.
Down.
Oh, I was excited to see that it was coming back, and
Max. Welcome back. Do you want the prime seat real estate here? We can move Paul right over.
Yeah, I guess bejeweled and...
There's more in gaming news before we close this story and move on, which just really wants to happen. They've also announced another... loved franchise in gaming, Age of Empires.
Yeah, big one.
Coming out online, and that is they're beta testing now. So
I know nothing about Age of Empires. Like, what is the premise of that? Is it like way back in the
Empire Age?
Yeah,
yeah.
I was saying like the Age of Aquarius.
So it's a real time strategy type of game.
Okay. It's not my cup of tea, but it does have a huge following.
Yeah.
I'm not into. I like more like adventure games and stuff like that, real-time strategy games, you know.
You get to go through the empires, all the different ages.
Okay.
You should try it.
It's like Risk of sorts. You know, you played a game like that?
Risk, yeah, I know.
All right, so there you go. Anyway.
I've been really big into StarCraft 2 lately, so this one is exciting for me because I like that genre of game.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you're excited.
I'm very excited.
Okay. And you were excited about my first bit of news and the second bit of news?
Yeah.
You guys need to move.
Switch.
All right.
You wait.
Slug
step down. Hold on.
Too.
Step down off your boxes for a second.
Man.
This is Laura's real height.
This is my real height.
Next. All right, Max. Do you remember we have a department called Microsoft Research?
I do remember.
Okay.
Is it like a department store?
Building 99. Not anymore?
No.
A lot of things have changed
since you've begun. Anyway, at Microsoft Research, we talk a lot about the stuff that they're doing. And now I've just read a new article about a project they have called Menlo.
Like Menlo Park?
Like Menlo, the city not too far from where your school is.
It's true.
This is true, but nothing to do with Stanford. Instead...
You know, I don't say it like that.
But everyone else does.
Nobody else.
Everyone else
does.
So, Menlo, is this something that will be featured in the men's magazine On It?
It could be if a lot of men are known for getting lost and losing their car.
Oh. Men never get lost. That's why they don't ask for directions.
Yeah, right.
You know, your shoelace is untied.
Is there going to be something called Womenlo?
Where we
like
lost our minds.
What is this Menlo thing?
Thank you. Well, Paul, are you familiar with the story of Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel, yes.
And Gretel. Okay, so essentially where they leave breadcrumbs in the woods so they don't get lost and find their way home. Well, this is an adaptation that you put on your phone. It has a barometric pressure reader, a side compass, and also an accelerometer to sort of determine where you are in any given space when your GPS can no longer get signal.
Oh, that's really cool. Like, my phone doesn't even have a GPS on it, but I always wondered, like, how some researcher will be able to, like, take all these sensors, put it together so that you can navigate your way inside.
Right.
When we go to Vegas for a week for the conferences and you're inside one of these, like, massive casino hotel.
Exactly.
That looks like you're outside.
Slot machine. I know that I could find myself back to the elevator tower that is mine.
Yeah.
Or I know if you lose your car in a parking garage, but you never remember
which level you're on.
Exactly.
So you can take the barometric pressure to figure out your altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I think it's a great idea, and there's a lot of areas in just not indoors where also your GPS signal doesn't really work, and you might need to find your way back, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you're out fishing or hunting, and you need to get back to your car or gun supply
ammo
refill.
If you want to find your way back to, like, the candy hut where a witch lives.
Yes.
That would be perfect.
This is perfect.
And you can just sit there, just, like, fattening yourself up.
Right. You don't need to leave breadcrumbs anymore, which could be dangerous because wolves and raccoons will follow you.
Right.
Do you
and
even
get
know
you.
The story?
Hansel and Gretel? Yeah, they got they right. They went off. They went to like some candy hut thing, right?
Yeah, they didn't have buried them.
Did the bear eat
the crumbs?
No,
I don't think there's a bear.
No,
maybe there was
then they had to like throw the witch in the fire.
The oven.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she's like,
Okay, so I do have the right story. All right.
So there you go. It's called Menlo for Microsoft Research.
Awesome.
All right, for all of you hardcore Niners out there, Nick Fillingham.
All of you are.
Nick Fillingham posted a video recently about the integration between Facebook and the new Windows Live Messenger. But if you haven't watched it, I found it as a separate news article, and I thought we, as a threesome and a family of Ping, should discuss this incorporation. Max?
I'm all about it. I think it's great because half the time when I'm on Facebook, it's not because I'm actually checking anything anymore. It's because my friends are on the chat and I just want to connect with them, talk about something, and
go
to the real world and do something.
I find, except for when you do it, Facebook chats that pop up in the middle of my Facebook surfing to be really annoying.
You don't like that?
No.
Yeah.
There's probably a way to block Facebook chat.
Yeah, you can turn off chat while you're inside
or
Facebook.
Or like sign on as invisible.
I don't think they have invisible. I wish they did.
No, they actually do. Like when you create different friend lists.
Oh,
like,
you can turn off that.
Yeah, you can turn off specific groups. So like if I don't want to talk to like.
But you're not invisible.
I'm not going to. I'm not going
to
go through.
The group
through,
that you want to be engaging with.
I'm not going to go through and create different friend lists. I mean, that's just
too
much.
When you only have 12 friends, I can understand why.
I've got over 1,000 friends.
And how many of them do you really know? In real life,
how many pokes do you receive on a weekly basis, Laura?
A lot.
Okay.
But the other
adult behavior again.
This is why we have two hosts. The other cool thing about Windows Live Essentials update is that really you can get all of your Facebook information.
Yeah.
From your new chat screen, you don't even have to go to Facebook. You get the news stream. You can view people's. Photographs, all of that right there in Windows Live Chat.
Yeah,
Messenger.
The activity stream is pretty cool. I never was a big fan of the Facebook chat because it would never work reliably.
It's really slow, Facebook chat.
Yeah, it is. So I hope that this can either use their APIs better or have some way that it's just a lot easier to do that. Mm-hmm. One thing I think that would be cool, though, is to actually use like the logging of the live Messenger chat with Facebook because that's one thing.
So
like
you can search your chats.
Yeah. So, like if I ever get like someone's phone number or an address or something that I need to remember. And I didn't write it down. Like it's just so annoying to like have to ask them again.
Right.
So having that log would be good.
Do you get a lot of numbers from chicks online, Paul?
Oh, like after I get poked by a fan, it's just like
your 1,000 friends. You know they're messaging
him now.
Because
the other thing that needs to be worked on Facebook chat. Well, if you are only going to chat in Facebook, Windows Live Messenger has a fix. I hate that you can't move the window. So suppose I'm on your page and I'm looking at all your stuff and reading your wall and stalking you like I do, and then this chat thing pops up and I can't move it.
Right.
Yeah. So it's right there blocking
it's so
whatever it is.
That you just only can minimize it to get
you
it
can
out.
Pop
yeah,
it
but
out.
You have to minimize
yeah,
it.
You put it in a different window, but that's still
you have to
a
minimize it,
like,
and then Max writes back, and then I have to minimize it, and then they write back, and I have to open it and close it. It's a pain in the neck.
The thing that I'm excited about is mostly though, this you used to be able to do this. I think you still can. Something called Digsby. So that's an aggregator for all the different social networking. IMs and MySpace, Facebook, all those. But it's annoying to have to go to yet another application. If I'm already using Live Messenger talking to my friends, why not just have Facebook chat in there? So that I think is awesome. This is the first major IM platform to incorporate Facebook chat. Live Messenger beta. Go get it.
Yeah, go get it. And watch the video that Nick Fillingham posted. We'll put a link to it.
Before we close out, some of you may have heard about a movie coming out called The Social Network, talking all about Facebook. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
My boy Jay Cheese in there.
I know he is. He's playing Sean Parker.
He's bringing Facebook
That's a big
back.
One. That's the guy that did Napster and Plaxo. So he was a big player down in Palo Alto area, where I happen to live right now.
Yes.
Near Stanford.
Near Stanford, that's right. Anyway, they are now going to come out with a movie about this. But the funny thing is, YouTube came out with a parody about it.
Uh-huh.
So did Twitter.
Yep.
And I think it's hilarious. So we should show people the Twitter video.
Okay, like, I think it's pretty funny as well.
It is.
But before we do that, we're just going to dangle a little carrot in front of you. That is the Twitter preview trailer. Mm. We want to thanks, Max, for coming down.
No problem.
Adding just more than you'll ever know to the show. It's just been wonderful having you on.
I miss you guys. I admit it. I miss all of you. Not you. But.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, let's
use
this trailer.
And, Paul, I want to thank you.
And you're fired.
For showing up again. And with that, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next week. That's a wrap. Roll the clip.
Play it out.
We'll do it live.
I wanna tweet it all. I tweet on my body. I tweet in the snow. I want you to reach me. When I'm not online.
create a way to blog that is as random and incoherent as writing on a bathroom wall.
Why?
Because normal blogging is tedious and dumb and leads to fully formed ideas. People want to have narcissistic conversations with total strangers about the everyday minutiae of their lives. Why not build them a service that does that?
Twitter restricts you to only 140 words per post.
Characters. 140 characters.
They're saying that Twitter is nothing but a bunch of idiots and celebrities talking about what they had for breakfast.
I know what it says.
Is it true?
The fail whale is showing up.
What? No, what is the fail whale? Why do you always go limp when we have fights?
If you put a TW in front of any word, it makes it infinitely cooler. Check this out. Hey, can I get a twisty? I didn't ask for twatter.
If Twitter was as useless and as boring as they say, then somebody would have tweeted it. Your retweets could have seriously confused all of my followers.
Our followers!
You're being accused of intentionally dumbing down the internet.
Hashtags!
And enabling individuals to annoy their friends without any consequences.
Call 911!
Do they have a Twitter?
As for the charges, I would like to respond with the next public tweet. The baby just pooped. Hashtag turd alert.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand. What you just said is completely idiotic.
Exactly. That's the point.